I remember. A devotee, more than 15 years before, prior, he came from Russia and told that I am guru of about 200 devotees. I want to give my all devotees to you for initiation, and I will also take your initiation. I have no faith in anyone, but faith in you. But I told him that, I don't know Russian language, I cannot go there, so I cannot do. You should choose any other guru. Because I don't know Russian language and I cannot help them, then how I can initiate? I cannot. I don't know who was Ashutosh or who was another devotee, I don't know. He may know. Perhaps it was Ashutosh. Very good. Thank you. But I met a very good devotee like Anantadas Prabhu. How many years before? How many years before?
7 years.
Oh, more than 7 or 8 years before, he met me in Mathura. And he requested me, first to come to Russia. And he promised that he will help to his whole limit. He was so many days there and he took initiation. And he inspired me again and again to come to Russia. Then in last I made any program. And then we came. So he is the first person to inspire me to come to Russia. Now he is like my hand, like Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Ram Vijay and all. They are all my hands. So I cannot give thanks to them, because by doing so I will thank myself. You can come and tell.
Я не могу даже благодариться, потому что если благодариться, это значит благодарить самого себя, потому что они мои собственные руки.
So, Ananta is also my like hand.
Yeah, Ananta is my правая рука.
So, I'm not going to give thanks to my arms, that is myself, to Aranya, Madhav Maharaj, Krishna Bhajan and what name? They are bringing so many devotees from whole world. Not only from Russia they are coming. So my arms from Finland, from here England, and from here and there, they are bringing from. So now we are sitting more than 700 devotees. My thanks to all those who have, even from children to all, that they are here and making our festival so successful. So this successful has depended on each devotee, not as any special. Like by drop by drop, a very big pond, fills. So by each devotees, we have gathered so many devotees, increasing our inspiration.
И вот мы все вместе собрались здесь, и таким образом вы даете мне такое вдохновение.
So my thanks and heartly blessings to all.
Мои сердечные благословения всем и глубокая благодарность всем преданным.
I know that they're doing very hard labor in preaching here and there.
Я знаю, что мои проповедники очень тяжело трудятся, проповедуя повсюду.
For so many years, no rest at all. Арандя Махарадж, especially he, Брижнатх Прабху and Бринда, Тунга, Шьямрани, always with me. I cannot glorify them. If Брижнатх Прабху, Бринда and Тунга were not with me, I could have gone to any place in the world. They are the root of my all preaching everywhere.
А если бы
especially my doctor, my friend, my servant, my cooker, my what?
Father.
Oh, like father also. Like mother also. Like, chastising me. There is none to chastise me. Only. So what can I tell for him? Nothing. If he was not, then I could not have come anywhere in Western countries. Even all has helped me. Always day and night helping me. Any disease comes, doctor is there. And perfect in medicine selecting. Everything. So I think
это мой доктор, мой друг, мой отец, моя мать, мой слуга, он все для меня. И он заботится обо мне, он постоянно ищет новые лекарства для меня. Если бы не он, я бы, наверное, не выжил бы так долго. И по этой причине никто меня не ругает, потому что я гуру для всех. Но он единственный, кто меня ругает. Без него я не смог бы путешествовать по всему миру. Вот Арани Махараджи добавляет, если бы все остальные помогали, но Шрипад Мадхва Махараджи не было бы с Гурудевом, то Гурудев бы не мог проповедоваться.
One thing.
Шрипад Мадхва Махараджи ки.
But one thing I cannot forget. In the root of all these things, causeless mercy of Krishna and Mahaprabhu is there. And also the mercy of my Gurudev and Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta. What I am doing only by the help of my Shiksha Guru here, and by the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna Kanjugal, but especially through Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Through him, otherwise no one has respect for me. I know. I'm a draw straw. Without any power, nothing. So all these credits goes to my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And in the root of all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
Если я не знаю, то все это по беспричинной милости Шрилы Бхактисиддханта Саи Махараджа, потому что он является корнем, из которого выросла вся эта проповедь. Без его милости я бы не смог бы ничего, никто бы меня даже не знал, потому что я сам из себя ничего не представляю. Я просто сухая солома, которая валяется на земле, лишь у меня нет никакой силы и знания. И единственное, по какой причине ученики Свами Махараджа тянутся ко мне, только потому что это милость силы Бхактивиданты Свами Махараджа. Таким образом, все, чего я достиг, происходит по милости Бхактивиданты Свами Махараджа.
Oh, also, you should know, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and anyone has not taken me, taking my Shikha, dragged me to Krishna, the Lord. Who did it? My Gurudev. Ho, Nityalila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad, Sishimad Bhakti Pragyan. So, really, the root of all the mercies, oh my Gurudev's causeless mercy is there. So you should try to understand the glorification of Gurudev.
И притащил меня буквально к родственным стопам Чайтанья Махапрабху и Шри Радхи Кришны. Без его милости я бы не мог сделать ничего, и он действительно изначальный корень всего, что я делаю, и всего того, всей той проповеди, которую я совершаю. Я имею в виду в данный момент моего возлюбленного Гурудева Нитсалила Правишта Ом Вишнапад Шри Симан Бхакти Праген Кришна Басана Махараджа.
Pundarik also doing so much help and serving me always, always and now. Or so many, how many names? All are helping. Even from India. All Premananda, Hari Priya, Tirth Maharaj, oh, so many are, oh, especially Bhavan Maharaj, Tribhikam Maharaj, I cannot. Oh. Bancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayucha Patitam. I wanted to give class today. Oh, lot of Harikatha I wanted to give. But I could not. New things I am remembering. Inspiration is coming. I wanted to explain the standard, bhakti standard of Prahlad Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, Bharat Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj. More than that, oh, Premi Bhakta, Hanuman, more than the Pandava, in Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj, more than Bhim, even more than all among five, Arjun most. And more than Arjun, also Draupadi. And then, more than them, Uddhava, Prematur Bhakta. Also all the queens of Krishna, Shatvama, Rukmini and all. Among them, Rukmini was head of the all the queens. But Satyabhama was very near and dear to Krishna. Oh, there are so many specialities, standard of bhakti. And in Braj also, Dasharash, Shakharash, Barsalarash, and then Madhura. In Madhurash there are so many categories. And all categories, interest in the in the love and affection of Srimati Radhika, and this is topmost. And this is our object to serve Radhika. There is no other object more than that. I wanted to clearly give the idea of all these things. So I'm thinking that this time I could not give you. So in coming years, if we meet, I will try to give all the conceptions of this standard of bhakti.
Если мы будем встречаться, я сделаю все, чтобы объяснить вам эти возвышенные истины.
First you should take pointing, fixing your aim to achieve rati and practice bhakti yoga, uttama bhakti.
В первую очередь вы должны осознать цель своей преданности, рати. Вы хотите достичь рати, и для того, чтобы...
Engage your whole senses in Krishna bhakti.
Вы должны практиковать уттама бхакти, чистое преданное служение, и занимать все свои чувства в практике преданного служения.
In brief, I want to tell you that Prahlad Maharaj is a very high class of devotee. No anyabhilash at all. No even a smell of anyabhilash. He was very causeless mercy to all living beings. He wanted to take
sinful reactions of all living
beings. Of all holy universe. And from lives and lives he wanted to suffer for them. He requested Nrisimhadev that you should be merciful to them, to sprinkle them Krishna bhakti. But I want to suffer for them, and they should be liberated. But your question is that, what? How he serves his
master,
his worshipable deity, Ishtadev? His deity was Krishna. Like this. Matir Nakrishna Shat Parato Satovan, there are so many things. So how he served him? Only by mind. Always remembering him. And seeing that everywhere he is. By all sense he served or not, this is the question. He served only by one sense, mind. Did he serve him by hands, by heart, mastak, head, by feet, by all organs of limbs of body? Did he serve by his eyes to Krishna? You know that anyone can serve with their eyes? What this shloka is? Serving Krishna so much that anyone cannot serve Krishna with their eyes. Hand cannot express love and affection. Ears cannot. Hand and feet cannot. Heart cannot. But ears, eyes, making tears so much. No? And they vividly give the idea of that he has so much or she has so much love and affection for his Gurudev devotees or Krishna. Eyes can very easily, they can tell everything. Did Prahlad Maharaj served by his eyes to Krishna? Perhaps he has never seen Krishna. Oh, only one time, anyhow, in meditation. He met a manifestation of Krishna, but he was very ferocious, Nisingadev.
Он встретил проявление Кришны, но это было ужасное проявление Кришны в великом гневе, Господь Нисингадев.
Even Lakshmi Devi, Brahma and Shankar and all, they ran away seeing Nisingadev.
Даже Лакшми Деви в ужасе убежала, когда увидела Господа Нисингадева.
I think that Nisingadev served Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was like a boy. He was in the laps of
5 years ago.
And he was kissing him and weeping for Prahlad that you have suffered a lot for me.
Nisingadev
So those who are serving more than Prahlad Maharaj by all senses, or they are somewhat more advanced.
Но те, кто служит Прахладу, служит Кришне, используя в служении все свои чувства, они более продвинуты, чем Прахлад Махарадж.
In this respect, I prefer Амбариш Махарадж more advanced than even Прахлад Махарадж. Is Siddha and he is not Siddha, he is Sadhak. Even we prefer Амбариш Махарадж.
И поэтому мы считаем Амбариш Махарадж более продвинутым вайшнавом, чем даже Прахлад Махарадж. Хотя Прахлад Махарадж был сиддхой, а Амбариш Махарадж был садхой, то есть еще не достигшим полного.
Do you follow and understand Urukram and Aranya and all others? Realize what I'm telling, going to tell? Amrish Maharaj is in all senses, Sarva Indriye Krishna Anushilan, what has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
И Амбариш Махарадж, он выше, потому что он использовал все свои чувства в служении Кришне.
By head doing pranam always to deity and to bhakta.
Сарвендрия Кришна Нашивана. Своей головой он постоянно склонялся в поклоне перед Кришне и Вайшнавами.
By eyes weeping for Krishna. I'm feeling very separation. Please be merciful to me that I can serve you. Always doing prayer from tongue. And henceforth folding and to serve Krishna and devotees all. And also cleaning temple, fish going to Vrindavan, Mathura. He has gone to Mathura, Vrindavan, and everywhere where Krishna has any pastime. Or Bali, what service? Or doing Ekadasi, fasting.
Как он животом служил Кришне, совершая Экадаши и простецные Экадаши.
So, all 11 kinds of senses were engaged totally in Krishna. Though he was sadhak, but he was what sadhak? Bhav sadhak. And he attained in the last of bhav.
Все 11 чувства он занимал в служении Кришне. Хотя он был садхаком, но он был бхава-садхаком. И поэтому в конце он достиг бхавы.
But he was sadhak only.
Но он был только садхак.
Transcendently he has nothing. Only by mood, by bhava, rati he was serving. But not actually by his transcendental organs and senses.
No, и он служил за действие свои чувства.
He has rati and he is doing
sadhana for bhava? Yes, so semblance was there. By mind he was doing all.
Он служил своим умом, чувствами и настроением, но он не достиг освобождения, поэтому он не мог служить своими трансцендентными чувствами и своим духовным телом.
But Hanuman, by his transcendental all organs, he used to serve all the day, night. Each moment he never left Ram. There are so many pastimes that how he pleased Ram. Once Ramchandra, when he returned from Lanka, defeating and killing all the demons, he returned to Ayodhya. He was at that time welcoming all the monkeys and monkey leaders. Giving some presentation to them and praying that now you should return to your homes. He gave something to all. And all were happy. But when he called Hanuman, he thought that I have nothing to give Hanuman for his to be repaid. He looked upon Sita. I have nothing to give. So I am indebted always to Hanuman. Can you give something to him? Sita took his necklace, which was given by Ram to Sita at the time of marriage.
Сита сняла свое очень дорогое драгоценное ожерелье, которое подарил ей сам Рамачандра в день их свадьбы.
Each pearls were very costly, very costly.
И это было жемчужное ожерелье, и каждая жемчужина была баснословной цены, очень, очень драгоценной.
And what one man was doing?
Что сделал
he was taking in the mouth and cutting.
And
looking something and throwing. All were laughing. All were laughing. At least he is a monkey. He cannot calculate the value of this necklace. Ram smiled and asked Hanuman, oh, this is very valuable. I have myself given this to Sita. And with a love and so, she is giving to you. And why you are cutting them and throwing? Hanuman became very grave. And told, I am seeing that whether Ram is there inside these pearls or not. Then all told that is Ram name is in your heart? And at once he opened his chest. And all saw everywhere Ram, 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 Ram. Everywhere. You know that he is serving. What?
It's a picture of Hanuman showing his chest.
He's doing? So, Hanuman can serve so much more than Prahlad. Also he has mamata to Ram. That Ram is mine. So we cannot glorify Hanuman oh, inseparable. I have so many sweet and powerful pastimes and stories of Hanuman and Ram.
Мы не можем никогда закончить прославление Хануману, оно безгранично. Я знаю бесчисленные истории, красивые и сладостные истории о славе Хануману.
He never married that, oh, if I am marrying any lady, then my half of the love will go to this, to, and again so many children, my whole energy will go to that, so I will never marry in my whole life. Whole energy I want to serve to Krishna Ram.
Он сказал, что он решил никогда не жениться, он всю жизнь оставался в Брахмачарье, потому что он знал, что если он женится, то половину своего сердца и любви он должен отдать своей жене, а потом, когда родятся дети, детям, и он должен будет заботиться о них, и тогда у него останется мало сердца для Рамы. Поэтому он решил никогда не жениться, чтобы все свое сердце, всю свою любовь отдавать только Раме и больше никому.
О, Хануман was the chariot of Ram, or plane of Ram. What? Garuda of Ram, always God of Ram, Prime Minister of Ram, he was all of Ram. Without Hanuman, Ramchandra cannot walk a minute.
Без Ханумана Рамачандра даже не может сделать ни шагу.
And also Hanuman cannot leave without Ram service.
И Хануман не может ни одно мгновение прожить без
Рама. Ideal and unique servant of Ram.
Он уникальный слуга Рамы.
But he was always lamenting.
Но он все время скорбит.
I cannot serve Ram.
О, я не могу служить Раме.
Why?
Почему?
Oh, there was some reason. And that reason was that, what? Oh, he has seen appearances in Ram. And that is his supreme personality of Godhead. He wanted to embrace Ram. To kiss Ram. But out of fear he could not do. Or Sita can sit with Ram on a throne. She cannot.
Sita может сесть на одном троне с Рамой, но он не может.
Especially he compared himself to Pandavas.
И он сравнивал себя с Пандавами.
And if we He always felt like insignificance. Pandavas can embrace Krishna. They can kiss Krishna. They can sleep with Krishna in one bed. Oh, Krishna can be servant of Arjuna and Draupadi and all. He can be charioteer to Arjuna. Always serving his horses and all. Obeying them. So there is no comparison with Pandavas to Hanuman. Though Hanuman is so glorious. Especially among them, Arjuna and Draupadi are unique. But in comparison to Uddhava, all Pandavas are insignificant. And in comparison to Gopis, oh, this Uddhava, so insignificant. Bande Nanda Vrajai Srinam Padarenum Vaviksnasa Jasam Hari Kathod Gita Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Oh, Gopis are, oh, highest class of
Gopi.
Oh, what they can do, Gopis? Even they can keep their feet and make a stamp on the head of Krishna. And Krishna will be very happy. Can Uddhava do like this? Or never in thousand and thousand and life he cannot do. He will always do like this. But gopis, what doing? Stamping like a rubber stamp on his head.
Oh,
and what is this meaning? That I am of gopis. This is the last stage of love and affection in Radhika. Sometimes Krishna used to write his name here, Radha, 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 Radha here, with any color. And Srimati Radhika used to give his fate stamp to Krishna. And Krishna used to be very, very happy. Any gopi cannot do like this. Even any queen or anyone.
So
all the glories ends in Radhika. As I only spoke on Adau Shraddha, I can speak more than 1-2 months on this slope. This is continuation of that slope. Whole Srimad Bhagavat can come in this slope. So, today Gaur Pramanande. We will meet perhaps tomorrow in our program evening. And I am also inviting you, if no money problem, I am inviting you all in our Brajmandal Parikrama. Thank you all to come and join here to make successful this Mahotsav festival. And what more? Gaur Pramanande. Now your dance would come. Quickly, don't...